Shalom to all. Today we're in the Maseches Krisos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes, Mishnah Yod. And today's Mishnah Sabin Lurim Schosas Bas Rachel, Shishib Zachar, find Ziva called going big Karav Mamish. Now the Mishnah continues with more questions that Rabbi Kiva had asked from Gamal and Rabbi Shua when encountered them in the butcher shop of Amom. While Shalom Rabbi Kiva says the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva also asked them, Hashakh Hamisha Zvachim Bachutz Behalam Echad Mahu. Let's say someone shechted five different karbonis outside the Beis HaMikdash. What's the din? We know that a person does this, he's Chayv Chatos, but let's say it was five different karbonis. Chayv Achsa Kulam, is he Chayv one Chatos for all of them? Because it was all done by Helam Echad in the same lapse of awareness, Oy Achsa Kolachas Va'achas. Or is he Chayv a separate Chatos for each and every animal? Each animal is his own thing. So Amrulai, they told him, Loi Shamanu, we never heard the din with this. However, Amr Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua told him, Shamati, I did hear something similar. Ba'ich Mizevach Echad, somebody eats from one karbon, Bechamisha Tamchuyin, five different dishes that were all prepared five different ways, Behelam Echad in the same lapse of awareness, Shu Chayv Akol Echad Ve'echad Mishum Me'ilah, that he is Chayv for each and every one of those dishes that he ate because of Me'ilah. Me'ilah is misappropriating Hekdish and using it for one's own benefit. This is obviously referring to Hekdish that he wasn't allowed to eat, so he's Chayv, separate one for each one of them, and V'rayani Shadvarim Kavol Chomer, I see, says Rabbi Yeshua, that this is a Kavol Chomer. Just like in this situation, where it's one karbon and he's Chayv five separate Chatois, so for sure when it's five separate karbonis, he's going to be Chayv five separate Chatois. However, Amar Rabbi Shimon said, Loikach Shalom Rabbi Kiva, that's not what Rabbi Kiva had asked them, El, rather, this is what he had asked them, Ba'eichel Noisar Mechamisha Zvachim Hel Mechon Mahu. Let's say he ate Noisar from five karbonis in the same lapse of awareness, what's the din? Noisar is when a karbon is left beyond the time that it's allowed to be eaten and one's not allowed to eat it anymore, and so he ate five different karbonis, what's the din? Chayv Achsa Kulon, Oy Achsa Kol Achs V'Achas. Is he Chayv one karbon for everything together, or an individual karbon for each eating that he did? And it was to this that Amrulai, they told him, Loi Shaman, wouldn't know the answer, and Amr Rabbi Shua had said, Shamati, I heard, that if he ate from one karbon, but five different dishes that were prepared five different ways in the same lapse of awareness, that he's Chayv a separate karbon me'ilah for each one of these eatings, and I see that it's a kavach chomer to your question, Rabbi Kiva. Now, Amr Rabbi Kiva responded to him, Im halacha nekabel. If that's a halacha, which means if you have a messiah from your Rebbe, that's what the halacha is, I'll accept it from you. But v'im ladin, if you're just learning this based off of kavach chomer, yes, tshuva. So then I would have a response to what you're saying, showing you how it's wrong. So Amr Rabbi Shua responded to him, Hashav, okay, so respond, let me hear your question. Amr Loi, Rabbi Kiva told him, Loi, it's not so, it's not a good comparison, because Im amarta b'me'ilah, if you're going to say that person's chayv five separate chatois for being over me'ilah, even though it all came from the same carbon, maybe that's a chumra, sha'asubas ha'machel ka'oichal v'samahane kenene. In the case of me'ilah, we treat one who feeds like one who ate, and one who gave hana like someone who received hana. In other words, if a person took something that's hektish, and he fed it to somebody else, it's not the person who ate it, but rather the person who fed it, he's chayv me'ilah, and it's the same thing. If he took something from hektish and he gave benefit to somebody else, it's not the one who received the benefit, which is chayv, it's the one who took it and gave the benefit, he's the one that's chayv. And also, tzeir fa me'ilah zman meruba, in the case of me'ilah, we combine even across a long amount of time. In order for a person to be chayv for me'ilah, he has to benefit from hektish at least a shava pruta, a minimal amount of money's worth. And even let's say, if at 10 o'clock in the morning, he had benefit of only half of a shava pruta, and an hour later, he had benefit of another half of a shava pruta, that's zman meruba, that's a long time difference, still we're going to combine those two halves and we're going to mechayev him. So we see the me'ilah is very chamer, but tamer b'noisar, are we going to say the same applies by noisar? Shein by echad mikol elu, it doesn't have any one of these stringencies. If a person takes noisar and feeds it to somebody else, the one who ate it is chayev. And by the same token, if a person ate half of a gezayis of noisar at 9 in the morning and another half of a gezayis at 10 in the morning, he's not chayev for that eating either. And therefore, I would tell you, Rabbi Yeshua, says Rabbi Kiva, that we cannot necessarily compare noisar and me'ilah. We continue with Mishnah Yud. Amar Rabbi Kiva says, Sha'altis Rabbi Lezer, I asked the question of Rabbi Lezer, Ha'isa melachas harbi shabbosis harbi me'in melacha achas behelam echad mahu. Now, even though this sounds like one question, really it's two separate questions. The first question is, if a person does one melacha across many shabbosis, it's the same melacha that he did this Shabbos, the next Shabbos, and the Shabbos afterwards, or a different situation is that it's one Shabbos and he performed multiple melachas on that Shabbos, but they all fit under the same category. We know on Shabbos there's 39 avos melachas, 39 main categories. Each one has many toldos, many subcategories, and he was over multiple toldos of this same av melacha on one Shabbos. In both of these cases, what's the din? Chayv achsa kulon, is he chayv one carbon for all of them because it was the same melacha across many Shabbosos, or it was the same av, it was the same main category that he was over? Oy achsa kol achsa achas, or maybe one for each and every one. One chatos for each Shabbos he was over, or a separate chatos for each toldos subcategory he was over on. And Amar Li, Rabbi Lezer said to me, says Rabbi Kiva, Chai v'kalachas v'achas, he's chai for each one individual, mikal v'chomer, based on kal v'chomer, because umayim ha'nida, just like with a nida, a woman who's tamei with nidos, it's asr to be bail her, to live with her, she'in ba toitzayis harbe v'chatoyis harbe, there's not many toitzayis or chatoyis, which means there's only one lav in the Torah, there aren't multiple options of how one could be over, it's just bia, that's it, and there's only one carbon chatos which is brought, still, chai v'kalachas v'achas, a person is chayiv for every single time he's bail a nida, Shabbos she'esh ba toitzayis harbe v'chatoyis harbe, Shabbos has many different ways that one could be over Shabbos, and therefore multiple chatois, shouldn't he for sure be chayv for every single one? So Marti Loi, I told him, says Rabbi Kiva Loi, that's not true, because in Marta Benida, if you want to say this applies by Nida, that's because Shesh Ba Shtei Azharis is actually two lavim. Shehu Mozer Al Nida Vanida Muzhar is Olav. A man is warned, don't be with a Nida, and the Nida herself is warned, when you're a Nida, don't be with a man. And therefore there could be multiple chatois. Whereas Tamar B'Shabbos, you can say the same applies by Shabbos, Shein Ba El Azhar Achas. There's only one warning on Shabbos. The Torah says, don't break Shabbos. So therefore, you can't necessarily compare Nida to Shabbos. So Amar Li, Rabbi Lezer responded to me, says Rabbi Kiva, Habal Ketanis Yechiach. Someone who's Bail, a girl who's a Nida, but that girl is a Ketanis. She's under Bas Mitzvah. She'ain Bahem El Azhara Achas. There's only one Lav. There's one Azhara. Only the man is warned against being with her. She doesn't have this Esser because she's a Ketana. She's not Chayiv in Mitzvahs, but still V'chav Kolachas V'Achas. He's Chayiv for every single Bior, every Tana who's a Nida that he's with. But once again, Amarti Loi, Rabbi Kiva says, I told Rabbi Lezer, Loi, that's not so, because if you want to say this din by a person who's bail a katana, we can still say there's a chumrah she'afal pi she'en b'hen achshav, even though now that katana doesn't have a lav yesh ben lachar zman, that lav will apply to her after some time, meaning after she becomes a gedayla. Well, once again, tamer b'shabbos, we're going to say the same applies by Shabbos, she'en ba loy achshav loy lachar zman, it doesn't have now or even after time. There's only one lav in the Torah, don't break Shabbos. So Rabbi Lezer responded to me, says Rabbi Kiva, habala behema yechiach, one who lives with an animal shall prove that if one is over this with multiple animals or multiple times with one animal, he's going to be chai for each and every time. So I told him, says Rabbi Kiva, behema kishabbos. I have the same question with animals like I had regarding Shabbos. The same question I asked you, that if a person's over one lav across multiple Shabbosos or multiple lavim on the same Shabbos, is he chayiv or not? I have the same question regarding animals, so your answer doesn't help me out at all. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Dal and Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.